Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Brian Kaiser. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Raines reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Becker moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. Devereaux moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Starhowiak moves to second. One out. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to second. One out. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kaiser fires to first and picks off Cordova. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Starhowiak reaches second base with a double. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Leoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Leoz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. Starhowiak moves to third. Two outs. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mears is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mears hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lavalier hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up off the glove of Knobloch, and into shallow right field. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Becker moves to third. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kruk is 0-for-2 in the game. Kruk hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Durham reaches second base with a double. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lavalier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Starhowiak is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Laos is 0-for-2 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laos moves to second. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mears hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kruk is 0-for-3 in the game. Kruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Becker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Munoz strikes out. 1 out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 0 for 3 in the game. Leo's takes first base on ball 4. Starhoviak moves to second. Tim Fortuno now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Starhoviak scores. Leo's moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mears strikes out. Lavalier drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mears out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Trombley covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Dibble now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Dan Maestler pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Dan Maestler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maestler takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Starhoviak strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Morello pinch hits for Scott Leos. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.